Do you have a dream of becoming a healer in World of Warcraft, but you think it's too hard? No, no, no. I got a single button healer built for you just for Disciplined Priest, which you are going to love. Keep in mind, before people get angry, this build is for normal dungeons, heroic dungeons, time walking dungeons, maybe even Mythic Zero, but not for any keys. Like, I mean, I wouldn't recommend it, but it is, and also for looking for raid. You can easily do this for looking for raids. But yeah, it's a fun casual healing, which is going to learn you how to play healer slowly. And then, of course, you can develop your healing skills and become better and use a normal build. But this is perfect for someone who want to try healing for the very first time. So again, let's dive into the build. In case you want like the full guide, I have a 30-minute guide on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, search for Dvalin Gaming, and you will find a 30-minute guide there for this build here. I just made and released a 30-minute guide for this build where I go through everything. I will shortly talk about what this build is about here. But if you want all the details, you have to find my guide on YouTube for it. So basically, the talent tree is all about damaging and at like less spells. So I'm really trying to have almost the at least spells as possible, but also having very strong damage and healing from Atonement. We're also using Void Viewer because it's way better for the single button. So yeah, I know Oracle is usually the meta right now, but Void Viewer is so much better for the single button build. So this is the build I'm using, which is very, very single button friendly. If you play Void Viewer as I do right now with this build, you want crit. Again, I recommend getting always the highest eye level. So whatever, like, you know, gear you get, try to get the highest eye level. But if you get like two items that has the same eye level, you should get crit. Crit has a chance to give double damage, which means double healing, because our heat damage is actually our healing. Very, very nice. So basically, beside of that, again, if you want to see the full guide, it's on my YouTube, Dvalin Gaming. I will explain everything over there. But let's talk about the rotation very quickly. Basically, what you have to do is you need to keep up your Atonement whenever you cast a healing spell on anyone. It could be Renew, Shield, Powered Radiance. It gives an Atonement on the target, which basically, every time you deal damage, it heals this one. What I recommend for this build is you basically just use your Powered Radiance one time. Then you spam. You just keep spamming your single button attack. You can see, and it just heals so much. Like, look at all that healing. And whenever they stop healing, it's because your Atonement has gone off. And then you just need to use your Powered Radiance one more time, and you just spam your single button again. That's the entire thing. That is literally it. Keep using your Powered Radiance every time Atonement goes off, and then just spam your single target button. That is it. Again, I'll see you on YouTube.